understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning. Spring is heavy in the air these days, and the sportsmen will be afield this weekend for the opening of wild turkey season. You know, I think spring is actually about 2 weeks ahead of schedule this year, as the trees are leafing out and vegetation is growing rapidly. And just this time of year, a lot of the sportsmen are attuned, very keen to what the landscape looks like, because they're accustomed to being outdoors. And all of them are telling me, and from my own observations as well, is that we're very far ahead of nature's normal schedule this year. And I think we were last year too. Our seasons seem to be changing a bit, but things are flowering earlier. And again, the forests are packed really with leafing out of the trees and vegetation, and the grass is growing very rapidly in your lawns as well. So anyway, turkey season will be underway this weekend. It's a big event. It's not quite like deer season around here, but it does attract a whole lot of folks into the community, and it fills up the restaurants and creates some lines at the gas pumps, even as high as gas has gotten nowadays. Over this past weekend, the Chamber of Commerce and the FFA program had very successful events in town. The FFA Vendor Fair and the Chamber of Commerce Home and Garden Show at separate locations, really drew big crowds out to those events, and people went away happy, I think, from all accounts. And then, from my understanding, the nurseries and businesses down in the Amish community were very active over the weekend as far as commerce going on down in that area as well. I want to take a moment to thank the nearby law enforcement agencies, those in neighboring counties and beyond as well, who have been so courteous and kind to come into Crittenden County in light of the situation with the officer shooting and some of our lawmen needing some time off to recuperate from what has happened. Again, in response, just the outpouring of help and sympathy and care that has been provided by, Bobby Davidson down at Livingston County, the sheriff. Of course, Bobby grew up here in Marion. Brent White over in Lyon County, and Sheriff Weedman over in Caldwell, and Sheriff Thomas over in Union, the folks over in Webster County and Hopkins County and McCracken and Graves and Marsh, all of them have been very helpful. But particularly those here just right around us have provided manpower out at the school and in the sheriff's department. I saw Sheriff White out in Evan Head's office taking care of business last week. And it just speaks to the kindness and the willingness and the understanding that these nearby agencies have, and the brotherhood, honestly, among those folks who serve us. So that being said, no new news on Officer Coyle. He remains in critical condition in an Evansville hospital, and we continue to pray for his well-being and recovery.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
And this news comes from the city of Marion, there is a moratorium on citations right now from the code enforcement office for violations of rubbish or junk in yards, and that will be enforced or not enforced, you might say, but during this moratorium. Those ordinances will not be enforced until after the city's free dump day. Now, that day has not been set. They're talking about early in May. But after that, notices will go out and ordinances will be enforced. What the city's going to do is give you basically some amnesty, some time to get that stuff cleaned up and use the free dump day to help do that. So the grace period is for junk only, and it doesn't apply to high grass. So if you've gotten a notice for high grass, you need to go ahead and get that cut. And a bit of an update on the city's plan to have a free dump day. I had an article in the paper, I think last week or maybe even the week before, about how they were planning to do that. And again, they will firm up those details Monday, a week from today, at the city council meeting. But it looks like now there is a chance that the county may come in and be a part of this. The county had already announced that it would not have free dump day this year because of expense and just the tight budget constraints that it was under. But now that the city has offered to carry part of the load, it looks like maybe the two local governments, city and county, are going to be able to get together, pool their resources, and have this not just for the city but for the entire county. But again, waiting to see how that develops for sure. So stay tuned for more information how that's going to go down once an agreement is reached between the city and the county. A reminder also that on Tuesday, tomorrow evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., the open house out at the James Johnson Marion Crittenden County Airport. Great opportunity, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, for anyone in the community to go out and tour the Marion Airport. It's an incredible facility for a small rural community like ours. And virtually every penny that's been spent to develop that has come from federal funding, from the FAA. And just a great opportunity for everyone in the community to go out and see what a professional airport we have, which can accommodate small jets. Great opportunity, and you can have your photo made if you need a professional photo. Maybe you're running for office and want a new photo to use in your campaign, or maybe you have a business or need your photo, a professional photograph for resumes or applying for jobs, and you will have an opportunity to sit for a professional photography session. So fly on out to the airport and enjoy a tour, and get your picture made, and have some networking and fellowship with your friends and neighbors, and enjoy some refreshments as well.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
In local sports, Crittenden County High School's baseball team lost a doubleheader on Saturday, hosting Ohio County. And great day for baseball, pretty nice crowd out there, but the Rockets couldn't come away with a victory in a twin bill. Pretty good team Ohio County brought to bear out at Gordon Blue Guest Stadium. The Rockets were close in the first game, losing 5-1, and that one was really much closer until the final inning. Ohio County played it to a three runs there in the last inning to win going away, and then really got after the Rockets and beat them pretty soundly, 13-3, in the late afternoon game. Now, Crittenden County will be back in action on Tuesday, and they will be at Trigg County for a pivotal 5th District game. Now, this will be the Rockets' first official regular season district game. Then they'll turn around and host Trigg County on Thursday. So they'll have two district games, both against Trigg County this week. The Rockets are 4-8 on the season. The Lady Rockets softball team pulled off a big upset on Friday night against Trigg County. Trigg is ranked number 10 in the state, or they were, going into that game. And that was in one poll. In another poll, they were ranked 18th. So one of the best teams in the state of Kentucky, Trigg County, and they came into Marion, and the Lady Rockets took them down. Took 9 innings, so that's 2 extra innings to get the job done. But Crittenden County beat Trigg 5-4. Anna Boone, Elliot Evans, Andrea Federico all had some big games, as did Elle McDaniel for the Lady Rockets. And Evans got the win in the circle in that game. Now, Crittenden County is 1-1 in district play this season and 9-6 overall. They will host Webster County tonight out at Marion Crittenden County Park and then be over at Lyon County for another pivotal district game on Tuesday. Now, the Crittenden County track and field team was idle over this past weekend, but they have a couple of meets coming up this week. On Tuesday, they will be down at Barlow to participate in the Ballard Memorial All-Comers Track and Field Meet. Then the middle school on Thursday will be over at the Caldwell County Middle School Open. And on Saturday, the varsity track and field team from Crittenden County will be at Paducah Tillman for the invitational meet there. So a busy week in track and field. And in one final note, a reminder that on Monday, 1 week from today, 2 p.m. out at Rocket Arena, a couple of Crittenden County high school seniors will be signing letters of intent to further their education and play college sports. Anna Boone will be signing to play basketball with Transylvania University, which is up in Lexington. And Andrea Federico will be signing to play college softball down in Tennessee at Dyersburg State. So we want to extend an early congratulations to those fine young ladies and their opportunities. Both have been outstanding student athletes here at Crittenden County High School. And also congratulations to the Livingston County Lady Cardinals softball team. They wrapped up a 4th straight All-A Classic Second Region Championship on Thursday. That game was, that entire tournament was here at Marion Crittenden County Park. And Livingston County scored 3 runs in the first inning and went on to beat Lyon County 5-1 in the championship game and will go to the state tournament again for the 4th straight time. And they are a 2-time defending state champion in that tournament, led by Addison Tramble, a pitcher who, of course, Addison lives down in Berna. And she is quite a remarkable young pitcher, just a freshman, and she's a 2-time MVP of the state tournament and the Class A Player of the Year last year. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We appreciate you joining us, and we will talk to you a little later in the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting from the Crittenden Press.